KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 38 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. They are your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, history will be made in the Iowa Capitol today when Kim Reynolds becomes the first female governor to deliver the annual condition of the state address. Reynolds told reporters yesterday that she'll emphasize that when you challenge yourself, big things can happen.
It's more about acknowledging that, you know, as a small town girl from rural Iowa, if you dream big and work hard, anything can happen. And I think that applies to anybody.
This will be the third major speech Reynolds has delivered since she took over as governor in late May. Over the past several weeks, she said that she'll use today's speech to unveil the broad ideas she has for tax cuts.
Delivering my vision not only tax reform, but for Iowa moving forward.
Reynolds has been arguing cutting the state's income tax rate will make Iowa more competitive. She's also been promising to focus the tax relief on working class families.
You know, we ought to do everything that we can to make sure that they get to keep more of their hard-earned money. People are working hard, but what I still hear is they're struggling to make ends meet.
Reynolds has hinted water quality and developing a more skilled Iowa workforce are among other pressing issues that she'll discuss today. The annual condition of the state address also requires a look back at 2017, and Reynolds has been telling crowds these are exciting and critical times for Iowa.
We have a great story to tell. Iowa has so much capacity and opportunity within our borders.
Republican legislative leaders have been talking about reducing Iowa's income taxes, and an analysis obtained by a blogger indicated the GOP would like to phase out the state inheritance tax as well. Senate Republican leader Bill Dick says voters sent Republicans to Des Moines to cut taxes.
Tax relief is about emboldening our middle class and encouraging our citizens to invest in themselves, their local businesses, and in our state.
Democrats in the legislature warn against mimicking the 2012 tax cut package in Kansas that left the current $900 million state budget deficit there.
It would be irresponsible for Iowa to go down that road. Iowans want us to make wise decisions to improve our state. We can't afford to repeat the mistakes of others.
That's Senate Minority Leader Janet Peterson, a Democrat from Des Moines. In Western Iowa news, four officers were elected during the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Shelby County Extension Council organizational meeting that was held on January 2nd. The nine-member County Extension Council annually elects officers to comply with Iowa law. Julie Klein of Harlan was reelected as chairperson. Klein will preside at all meetings of the County Extension Council, have the authority to call special meetings, and perform duties as performed and exercised by a chairperson of the board of directors of a corporation. Michelle Monson of Irwin was elected as vice chairperson. Sheila Reiner of Shelby was elected secretary and has the responsibility of keeping the minutes of all County Extension Council meetings and signing required papers for the council. And the council reelected Elaine Boffman of Kirkman to the treasurer's position. The treasurer has charge of all the funds of the County Extension Council, receives, deposits, pays, and disperses. The treasurer ensures an accurate record of regular receipts and disbursements, and submits reports to the County Extension Council. As elected officials, the County Extension Council is the governing body of ISU Extension and Outreach. The County Extension Council hires county staff, manages the county extension budget of about $123,000, and helps to determine programming. In partnership with ISU Extension and Outreach, they'll provide educational opportunities that bring university resources to the needs of Shelby County and the region. The County Extension Office is located at 906 6th Street in Harlan. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting beginning at 8:30 a.m. Wednesday in their courthouse boardroom. During their session, the board will hear reports and fiscal year 2019 requests for funding from the Cass County Committee on Aging. They'll also expect to receive quarterly reports from Michael Lee with Cass County Conservation and Mitch Holmes with Cass County Veterans Affairs. In other business, the board tomorrow morning will act on approving a 28E or cost-sharing agreement with the Guthrie County Board of Health for the sharing of environmental health services in Cass County. They're also expected to act on renewing a lease agreement with Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, which grants METC the right to install, maintain, and operate certain equipment on the courthouse tower, and in lieu of rent, provide high-speed internet connections and internet services to the courthouse. The supervisors tomorrow will also act on appointments to fill vacancies on the Southern Iowa Regional Housing Authority and Pimosa Township trustee position. And the Board of Supervisors are expected to act on setting the dates for hearings on an ordinance authorizing the operation of all-terrain vehicles and off-road utility vehicles, or UTVs, on county roadways and trails. Cass County Democratic Party will hold its midterm caucus on Monday, February 5th. Democratic Party Chair Sherry Tully reports all 13 precincts will hold their caucuses at the same location at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. Registration that evening begins at 6 o'clock with a caucus starting at 7 o'clock. And attendees must be in line or signed in by 7 p.m. in order to participate. Only registered Democrats can be involved in the caucus. And Tully says if you have yet to register to vote or you want to change your party affiliation, you can do so at the caucus, where you will meet with your neighbors to discuss the issues that candidates are most important to you. You also have the opportunity to help direct the manner in which the Democratic Party functions in Cass County by being elected as a delegate or alternate to the county convention or being elected as a precinct committee person to the county central committee. There is a threefold purpose to this year's caucus in Cass County, and that is to discuss and adopt proposed resolutions to the county platform, to elect delegates and alternates to the county convention, and to elect precinct committee persons to the county central committee. All county Democrats are encouraged to attend and participate in the caucus. And again, the midterm caucus will be on Monday, February 5th, 2018. If you have any questions, call 243-4861. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 33-year-old Adam Morris of Atlantic was arrested at around 1:45 a.m. Monday. Morris was charged with violation of probation on an original charge of OWI. He was being held in the Audubon County Jail while awaiting a district court appearance. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports six arrests took place last week. 27-year-old Noel Ornelas of Creston was arrested in Adair County by the Iowa State Patrol Friday afternoon. Ornelas was wanted on a Clark County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of driving while barred. He was transported to the Clark County and released to their deputies. And 33-year-old Timothy Shrum of Carroll was sentenced to time served for failure to appear on an original charge of driving while license under suspension. Shrum was released on his own recognizance later that same day. Last Thursday, 23-year-old Elena Goddard of Des Moines was arrested on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. Goddard was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail until making an appearance before the magistrate. Last Wednesday, 36-year-old Justin Parker of Adair was arrested by deputies in Adair County on a hold from Guthrie County, and he remained at the Adair County Jail without bond. On January 2nd, 28-year-old Brian Cunningham of Greenfield was arrested at the Clark County Jail in Osceola. That was on an Adair County warrant for domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense, and violation of probation. His cash bond or surety was set at $6,000. And 50-year-old Todd Richard Ebel of Bridgewater was arrested December 31st in Bridgewater on charges of driving under suspension and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ebel was later released on $300 cash bond or surety. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.